I'm in Boston this week for a training and for work, and I'm at a friend's house in Somerville right now on lockdown.
Caroline, could you first describe what the atmosphere is like there? How are people feeling? What's it like being in Boston right now?
Yeah, I, of course, can only speak for myself and my other friends who are here with me, but from the mood in our apartment, it's very tense. It's very scary because so much time, it feels like so much time has passed. And every minute that goes by, it feels like there's, you know, the chances of this person getting farther and farther away seem to be, the chances seem to be getting bigger. And I, you know, listening to all the news sources is very confusing, and it's hard to try to figure out, because I know that the media is trying to bring us information as it's happening, but that also, you know, sometimes leads to misinformation or rumors getting out, and so it's hard to figure out what exactly is accurate and what's not.
So how has the activity going on in Boston affected your day? You said you were in Boston in training. Were you planning to take public transportation? What's it like?
So I woke up at 6 o'clock planning to take the T down to Brookline for training, and I immediately got word first thing in the morning from my staff director saying that we were all expected not to leave our houses. We were not supposed to be traveling anywhere until we had more information. And that was at 6 a.m. And the story is still the same. Everyone is kind of not advised to even go out of their houses at this point.
So have you seen any, and obviously you said you're in an apartment, you haven't been able to leave. Have you seen any activity outside? You know, are the streets very still? Can you just describe what it, I guess, looks like in your neighborhood?
Yeah, so I'm in the neighborhood a couple of blocks away from Davis Square, kind of near Tufts University. And the streets here are completely silent. I've seen maybe a couple of cars go by since the beginning of the morning. It's really pretty eerie, pretty strange, because usually at this time of day, you know, there'd be people biking and running and out walking around the streets, and there's just nothing going on out of the window. And it's scary because we keep hearing from far away sirens that are going off, kind of in the direction of Cambridge, where I know there's a lot of police activity going on around the suspect's home. So that's kind of really all that we can hear is sirens off in the distance going off. But other than that, there's not a lot of activity. Everyone is pretty much letting the police do their job, and everyone's trying to stay in their homes and out of the way.